somebody decided that.
So maybe that perhaps will begin parish bays. Is there a tshuva gemura? Zeh sheba liyad al davar she'avar bo, she'efshe biyad al asoso, u'pirish v'lo asam et mea tshuva. Lo mi yira, v'lo mi kishlam koach. So presumably lo mi yira means yira's basav adon. If it's from Yiras HaOnesh, Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's a form of Tshuva Gemura here is not illustrating Tshuva Me'ahava. Right? The Rambam doesn't, in this description that follows, the Rambam's not commenting on, you know, necessarily that he's doing from Avos Hashem. There is no such indication. So therefore, he's not depicting Tshuva Me'ava as opposed to Tshuva Me'ira. So the conscience is, Lo Me'ira means Yira's Basav Adam. He's not, what he did wasn't against secular law. And it's not as if he's afraid of being imprisoned. And the fact that it's in one breath, the Lo Me'kishlon Ko also points to that, meaning it's a mundane Yira. Lo Me'ira, the Lo Me'kishlon Ko. Ketzer. הרי שבא אישה בעבירה, ולאחר זמן נסיעת עם אמא, והוא עומד באהבה סובה, ובכוח גופה ובמדינה שעבר, והוא פירש לא עבר, אז זהו בעל תשובה גמורה. So it's poshut that the Rambam obviously does not mean, again, this is from the Gemara and Yuma, Rambam doesn't mean that a person, in order to have done a complete tshuva, needs to put himself into that situation. He obviously doesn't mean that. Atas man nesyachid, he must have an esayid. So he obviously, what he's describing is that this is sort of the ideal snapshot of tshuva, and the way a person does it is that his resolve, having done the tshuva, is so great that were this to happen, so this is how things would play out. But he obviously doesn't mean that a person is supposed to recreate the circumstances of chet. La'achaz man nisachid yimad hu omed ba'ahavas ba u'bekach gufo u'memdina she'avah ba. So all circumstances are the same. The only variable is that u'pirish v'lo'ada zeo bal tshuva gemura. Husha Shlomo Omer u'zuchor es bar'echa b'mei v'churosecha. So this we commented on, I think, already. If you go ahead, I think we pointed this out also. If you jump ahead to Perek Gimel Halacha Daled for a moment. Avo pishet tkiyas shofa v'rosh Hashanah gzeres hakosav v'ramez yeshbo. Koma ubu yishen mishanaschem v'nevdomim hakit mitar damaschem. I think the Frankel has ubu twice. Is anyone looking in the Frankel?
Yeah,
twice, right. So the twice means there's a sense of urgency. That's what the repetition in this type of context connotes. Ubu yishen mishanaschem v'nevdomim hakitzu mitar damaschem v'chibzu b'maseichem v'chizu b'tshuva v'zichu b'achem. So here too, the tshuva is culminates in the zichu b'achem. And here too, the zichor is b'achem. And our halacha is the Rambam's proof text for doing tshuva. As we discussed, The common denominator of almost all chait is Heyos Hashem Yisbarach Rachok Mikol Yosef. So Memela, the tshuva is a process culminating in Zichu Barachem. V'im lo shav, back to our halacha here, Beis Aleph, The Noshav Elbi Mezik Nusam, the Eshe Efshav Alasas Mashahoya Osa, Afopisha Eina Tshuva Mu'ula, Mo'elasila, Ubal Tshuva Hu. Afilo Oda Kol Yomalav, the Osa Tshuva Biyami Sasso, the Mez Betshuvasso, Kola Vanosav Nimchala. Shenema Adashav Tachsha Hashemesh, the Ho'uva Yereach, the Hatrochavim, V'shavu ha'odim afa ha'gashem shehu yom ha'nisam. I think there's a three-volume, I'm not sure what the right description of it, called Sefer HaTshuva on Hilchos Tshuva. It's partially perush, it's partially sort of treating the Hilchos Tshuva as a type of Shulchan Aruch and using it as a point of departure for the unit. It was written by the same one, Tzvi Pesach Frank's grandson-in-law, who wrote the notes underneath the Mikrai Kodesh. He was a big Talmud Chacham. So he has a three-volume work in Hilchos Tshuva called Sefer HaTshuva. So he just points out that the case of the person who does tshuva, the Yom Misaso, so the Rambam doesn't refer to him as a Baal Tshuva. When he does tshuva with part of his life still in front of him to be lived, so then the person is a Baal Tshuva, meaning he's, if I buy a house, so henceforth I'm a Baal Abayis, right? I'm a Baal Abayis. If I do tshuva, so then moving forward, I'm a Baal Tshuva. That madrega of being zofa to be a Baal Tshuva, so when a person does it, the Yom Misaso, so then would know none of the path of his life in front of him, so that appellation of Baal Tshuva doesn't apply, but again, the Tshuva is effective in that Kol Avonosav Nimchalim. V'chlau Shem Zocha Boro V'shav Kodim Sheyomos Nislachlo. Umani Atshuva says the Rambam, who she yazav achote cheto v'yasiro mimachshavto v'yigmo b'libo shelo yasehu ol. Shener ma yazav vosho darko. And the Pashto says that Frankel, do they have the next three words here from the Pasuk or no? Tassel v'gomer, no. What does it say in Frankel? It has Vishav Nachshavah, so but it's clear that the Rambam has in mind to, I don't know, in the standard Fusim for some reason, it's Vigomer after Yazav Rosh Hadarko, but it's quite clear that the Rambam means Vishav Nachshavah as well. That's the mock of what he's saying, of the Yasirim in Machshavta. Well, what does it mean practically? What does it mean Yasirim in Machshavta? The Chumash as follows. The Moshe perhaps, or a Moshe, is as follows, what I'll say. Let's say you have two people with similar lifestyles, and they both go to the doctor for a checkup. They both are chain smokers, live a very sedentary lifestyle, and they're both middle-aged. And they both go to the doctor for the checkup, and basically the doctor reads each of them the same riot act in terms of how this lifestyle is gonna kill them unless they make major changes. they have to stop smoking, and they have to start exercising, and they have to start eating a healthy diet, etc. And the responses are similar. So patient number one responds and says, it's a tall order, but I hear you, doc. I'm going to do my best. It's a tall order. It's a tall order, but I'm going to give it my best effort. And patient number two says that I don't know how I'm going to do it, but one thing I'm absolutely sure of, if this current lifestyle is killing me, I know I'm going to find a way to do what you're telling me. What's the difference between the two responses, the two reactions? Patient number two, it's unthinkable that he'll go back. It's unthinkable to him. It's not 99% that he's going to do it. It's 100% because he realizes there is no alternative. There is no viable alternative. So this is what it's going to be. It's absolutely unthinkable. I'm not going to touch another cigarette. It's v'chulu. It's absolutely unthinkable. The other one, what's the difference between 1%? The difference is that if it's 99%, it's not an absolute. If it's not an absolute, then there's a very good chance that it doesn't happen. A very good chance that it doesn't happen. If the resolve is not absolute. Yisirat v'machshavto means that there's no hava mina, shevahava mina, to engage in that behavior again. That's one possible havon in what the Yisirat v'machshavto is. V'chein yisnachim al sha'ava, shenama ki achere shuvi nechamti. V'yoyed alav yodea ta'aluma shelo yoshev v'zeh ha'cheit la'olam, shenama v'lo noma old Eloheinu l'masa yodinu. So that line seems to be misplaced here in the halacha, no? The yod alav, again, so I think this we already mentioned from the halacha mishnah, right? That yod alav yodea talumos doesn't mean yod, the subject of yod is not yodea talumos. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's yodea talumos, will testify, shel yoshev v'zeh ha'cheit la'olam, but it's rather he, the Baal Tshuva, will call as a witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my witness, that right now my resolve is such that I've resolved to never ever repeat this fate. But that's part of the Yigmor Beliba Shelo Yaseyu Ov. No? So why did the Rambam begins the Halacha Maya Tshuva Sheyaseh Lachot Echet Yisir Machshavto Yigmor Beliba Shelo Yaseyu Ov? At this point, he should have said, V'yoyed Alav Yodea Talunos Shelo Yoshuv Olam, and then he should have said, and you know what, tshuva is not only looking forward, but tshuva also involves what the attitude is when one looks back. There has to be an attitude of charata as well. So this line, l'chori, is misplaced. So the Pashto says that the Pshat is the Rambam holds, and he sees this indicated in the Pasuk of Achrei Shuvi Nichamti, the sequence of Tshuva is initially Aziva Sachet. And again, Aziva Sachet obviously involves a Kabbalah Haba, otherwise there's no Aziva Sachet. If he just finishes his nevela sandwich, that's not a bit of Aziva Sachet. There's going to be another one tomorrow, right? So Aziva Sachet is with the is with the Kabbalah Haba. Achrei Shuvi then Nichamti. But the Metzius is this. The Metzius is Again, the yesirenu mimachshavto, notwithstanding one's best faith effort to yesirenu mimachshavto, notwithstanding, he told me what I was telling us, the Metzius is this: without the yismachim al sha'avar, the kabbalah lahaba won't be completed. There can be initial kabbalah haba. It's sort of partially parallel to what we have in Avena Yonah, right? I think when we mentioned the Machlokes the Rambam in Avena Yonah, the Papa Yitzchak highlights. And how Avena Yonah has sort of two different dargas of Azivas Achet. He has Azivas Achet under normal circumstances, under ordinary circumstances, and then he has an Azivas Achet even under extra ordinary circumstances, where there's tremendous provocation. Now, the Rambam Taka holds, as Rav Huttner points out, that isn't just to have a tshuva mu'ula. No, that's necessary for tshuva, but l'chora, what the Rambam is saying is that degree of aziva sachet, that a person will be able to, under all circumstances, remain true to his resolve, and not succumb to provocation, extreme provocation and temptation, that b'metzias will only happen if he's misnachem al sha'avar. If there's a sense of anguish over what happened, Rabbi Yehuda talks about it's also at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, when he talks about the fallout from procrastinating and doing tshuva. So he says that part of the fallout from delaying and doing tshuva is that if a person does tshuva in a timely fashion, so that would help prevent recurrence of the chet. Because having experienced the anguish of hakara sachet and the profound remorse, so that association with the chet will help deter future, right? The type of a person is, let's say a person eats something and maybe it was spoiled or something and it makes them sick. So there's now, psychologically, a person associates that reaction with the food. He'll associate that reaction with the food. If there's yisnach, it's sort of a little bit of a mirror image, two-dimensional mirror image of this idea. If the person was misnachem al sha'avar, so then he can take the kabbalah lahaba to the higher level, and that's what Rambam says. Now at this point, after the nichamti, so then yoyad alav yodeh. Then now he's ready to invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's ready to invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yodeh talumos and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ready to have you X-ray my heart and see whether or not my resolve is really 100% for aziva sachet. Could be that then would answer a couple of other questions also. In Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam, again, based on the Gemara and Yuma, is illustrating tshuva gemura. Hayos, that an integral part of tshuva is yisnachem al sha'avar. How do we see that in that snapshot? That's Mela, in this snapshot of Omei Ba'abasova, Ba'osa Medina, etc., and he's at the same stage of life, and Pirish v'lo Adam, and Nei tshuva, so that is a snapshot of aziva sachet. But how is that a snapshot of, where do you sort of see manifest the nichamti l'sha'avar? But Yitachin, that's what the Rambam is telling us here in Halacha Beis, to withstand a high degree of provocation, and not to succumb, even when the temptation is very, very great, l'maisa, that's only going to happen if the original tshuva involved the higher level of aziv sachet kabbalah haba, which is only possible with the yisnachem. And in that sense, Halacha Aleph provides a snapshot, Takav Aleph Tshuva, because it does give you a snapshot of Nichamti. Yitachin also that the Rambam is also far entering another kasha with this sort of two-stage. Again, basically what we're suggesting is that the Aziv Sachet and the Kabbalah Lahavo happens incrementally in two stages. Yitachin that the Rambam is really far entering another kasha here as well. It's clear, not only from our halacha here in Halacha Beis, but it was certainly clear in Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam gives us the text of the Vigoy, Chatosi Ovisi Pashati, Lufanacha Vasisi Kachvakach, Verin Yechamti Uboshti Vemasai, Ulolomeni Chosa Ladovazah. So we saw that the Vidoy is an expression and articulation of the tshuva. So it's clear that the Nichamti is part of the tshuva. But doesn't this pasuk of Achrei Shuvi Nichamti sort of, isn't that a little bit of a trifta on that? Isn't the pasuk depicting that first I did tshuva, and after that, Nichamti. So how does the Rambam say that the Nichamti is it's not something to supplement tshuva? Rambam says no, it's an integral part of tshuva. Akidekach, that a person can't get up and be mizvada, which is just the maisa hamitzvah of tshuva. It's the external articulation of the tshuva. But doesn't Achrei Shuvi Nichamti say that the tshuva is the aziv sachet? Again, which obviously means Kabbalah haba. So what the Rambam is telling us answers that kasha as well, right? The fact that the Nichamti, Achrei Shuvi means the initial stage of tshuva, the initial Aziv Sachet, the initial Kabbalah Haba. Once I have that distance between myself and the Chet, then Nichamti, and then that allows the tshuva to be a tshuva gemura. Then he's ready for the Yad Olav Yadea Talumos, Shal Yoshev Lezeh Chet La'olam. Then you'll have the full Aziv Sachet. Then you'll have the Kabbalah Haba, where he's ready to invite a Kodesh Baruch Hu to x-ray his heart as to that Kabbalah Haba. Because if you look, I think, you'll double check this, I think, you know, the Baal HaTanya has an Igaros HaTshuva. I think the Baal HaTanya writes, in contradistinction to the Rambam, and maybe he even quotes this pasuk as a raya, Achrei Shuvi Nichamti, that the tshuva consists of the Aziv HaSachet and the Kabbalah Lahava. That's what the tshuva consists of. And the Fumriyato, that pasuk, Takit, does support him. But before this is what we're discussing now, is the Rambam's response to that kasha. Then the Rambam concludes Halacha Beis, V'tzarech l'hisvados b'sfasot, V'loma inyanos eilu shagama v'lido. Why does he repeat this? We know this already from Aleph Aleph, right? That was the first thing that the Rambam told us in Aleph Aleph. Different possibilities, but one perhaps is the following. not say a person, again, back to Aleph Aleph, she asked the Tshuva Yoshe Mechata. I mean, it's kind of a, I guess, paradoxical scenario we're about to describe, but be that as it may. She asked the Tshuva Yoshe Mechata. And then, for whatever reason, a person isn't Mizvada. He isn't Mizvada. For, again, hard to imagine a real-to-life scenario, but let's just think of it as a hypothetical scenario. She asked the Tshuva Yoshe Mechata, and he isn't Mizvada. So clearly, he's vidui zeh mitzvus aseh. He's being mevatel the mitzvus aseh of his vados havana. What about the tshuva? The tshuva itself is complete. Is complete. Again, we know. Again, that's what Minchas Chinuch the Rav said from Kiddushin. Harev Kudasha Seil Manasha Nitzad the Gomor. If she's suffering with Kudasha, Shem Hira Beliv Tshuva. So we know that the tshuva is certainly the tshuva has changed his status from Rasha to Tzaddik. But Afal Pichein, is the tshuva complete? It's just that he's missing Vidui, and Hayos that Kapara is linked to Vidui, he's missing the Kapara also? Well, no, maybe Hagam, that there is a tshuva with Vidui, the full tshuva has to include Vidui as well. You hear the question I was saying? Yeah, I don't know. Is there enough gemina ladina? I don't know, but it doesn't make a difference. It's, you only have to give enough gemina when conceptually it doesn't seem like there's a difference between the two havanas. It just seems like it's different words. But when conceptually it's obvious that that's two different havanas, then there doesn't have to be enough gemina ladina. They tell a story, I don't know if it's, I don't know, I didn't hear this from the totally reliable line of transmission. But they tell a story that the Chaim was once masupik about what Pshat in the Gemara was. So someone asked him, Lamen Af Gemina. So he said, Af Gemina is Pshat in the Gemara. So Yitachin, that what the Rambam is telling us in Beis Beis is that when a person is not mizvada, so again, is it ma'akev in the tshuva in the sense that the tshuva is nothing? Of course not. Safik mukadasha shem hira b'libo tshuva. So maybe his personal status from being a rasha to tzaddik has changed. But afal pichein, what the Rambam is saying is mitzad tshuva as well, not just mitzad the independent, the mitzvahs vidui that is mechuyev to be mizvada, that you already know from Aleph Aleph. Here the Rambam is telling us, no. The fullest tshuva, mitzad tshuva also, a person should be mizvada. It's an independent mitzvah, but it's also that it's lacking in the tshuva, calls man, and the person hasn't been mizvada. I think if we think about it, there's something intuitive about that. Yitachin, let's reread maybe for the beginning of Aleph Gimel, I will say. Aleph Gimel. The Bizman Azeh שאין בעצם מקדשקיים, ואין לנו מזבח כפרה, אין שם על התשובה. התשובה מחפר עשה על כל העברס. אפילו ראש הכל יום ועושה תשובה באחרונה, אין מזכירים לו שום דבר מרישה. So the Rambam here is sort of speaking in shorthand. I mean, it's not really true, which is mechaper safar laveres, right? If you do tshuva and you're not mizvada, that's what the Rambam told us in Aleph Aleph, that it's ma'akir. So it's just shorthand. No, it's not shorthand. Because really the pshat is that, yes, there is such a thing as tshuva lalo vidoy, but when there's vidoy, it's not the pshat that A, there's tshuva, and now there's vidoy. No, the pshat is there's one darga of tshuva and there's a higher darga of tshuva. And it's the tshuva which is mechaper safol averus. It's just that the full tshuva, the tshuva of the higher darga, is a tshuva that has that culminates in vidoy as well. And that's why the Rambam in Beis is repeating it and saying mitzad the tshuva as well. Mitzad the tshuva as well. The person wants that the tshuva should be complete. Not just to be able to enjoy the benefits of kapar, but just mitzad that the tshuva should be complete. It's tzad lehizvados b'svasav. צח לפר הסחית שנאמר אנו חוטו המזח אתו הגדול וביאסו להם אלוהי זהב. So this, as the Kesef Mishle quotes, this last line in the Rambam about Pirud Achet, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva darshins the pasuk of Chata Vayasul Hem Elohi Zav, that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that to be Malamed Tzchus. Right? Look, Rabbi Shalom, that's not a coincidence that they made an Egel Hazav, it's because of the Kesev Vezav, Shehebeis Olehem, that's why they were Chote. But there is no requirement of Pirud Achet. Shulchan Aruch says that one is not, it's not a chiyuv to be mefarish sachet, but it's preferable to have pirud achet. The question is what the translation of tzorich is in the Rambam. Let's say, is there a diot when he says tzorich as opposed to chayiv? Right, aleph is chayiv lizvados, and here is tzorich. So tzorich is something weaker. I don't know. You have to there's a number of cases you have to look at. I think Master would know some sign of Shvat, I think that was his tzorah, for instance, one of the cases. So that is there something which is less than a chiyuv about that? Well, I don't know, maybe sometimes tzorah in the Rambam is when he's talking about a detail of the chiyuv. So maybe he uses the lashon chayuv for the general. The general din is Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. A prat within it is Maskel B'Rosh Mitzrayim B'Shvat. The general din is Chayim Lizvados. A prat within it is Pirud Achet. But not necessarily that Tzorech should be translated as should as opposed to must. Not that there's something not weaker about the the Lashon. I know of, there's a bunch of tzaras in Rambam. Maybe we'll just introduce Halacha Daled and then we know we continue with the Tanakh. Mijakei HaTshuva, Lias HaShav, Tzorei Kamei B'fnei Hashem B'Fev Sachanunen, Ve'osat Tzedakah Kifikochu, Mesvachek Hamin, Adam Shachatelo, Mishan Hashmo, Kol Ani Acher, Ve'ini Osu Isha, Osa Osan HaMasim, Yimashan HaMasim Kol Ma'atov, Ve'odarach Yishor, Ve'golim Min Kolma. Shagolas machaperes avon, and there shagoremes lo lehikana v'yos ono avu shvalgo. So as the Nosei Kelim quote, that the Rambam's mokor is the member of Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin of Dalet Dvarim Mekarin Gzardino Shalodim. Because the Mishnah here quotes, Dalet Dvarim Mekarin Gzardino Shalodim. That even if there was already Rachman Atzlan a Gzardin against the person, each of these has the potential to have that gzardin rescinded. Ve'elu hein, again, the Lashon HaGemara, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, Tzedaka Tzedaka Shinei Hashem V'Shinei Meisa V'yesh Omim Av Shinei Malkom Ve'al Hei Dvarim Elu Rambam Zrabbeinu V'Dvar Ve'ela. So it's interesting, right? The Rambam doesn't sort of quote it in the same context as Rav Yitzchak frames it, but the Rambam takes this and he translates it into Midakei HaTshuva. It's clear that at least for a certain period of time, the question is how long a period, but for a certain period of time, so again, tshuva is not a moment, but it's sort of a lifestyle, right? Lias hashav tzoek tamer v'nei Hashem v'chiv sachanunim. The Rambam is describing, again, a sort of a lifestyle of tshuva, not just sort of tshuva as a moment, but tshuva as a lifestyle, as a changed, different lifestyle. Okay, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. We're not having the regular 1:30 shift today, but Lina and Mr. Shem will resume both tomorrow.